Guys, this is Tasha Justine and Tashina bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Hey, lady.
Happy Monday.
Good day, good
It
day.
is Monday, and happy Martin
MLK
Luther King
Day.
Yes,
Yeah. Your day.
I seen it somewhere. Someone said something to like post it. I'm in the like my real estate team, and it's mostly half and half. It's like three of them a white woman and this me and another black girl, but we were in the group chat and they said something like MLK Day is a day of service for white people and a day of reflection for people of color. And I'm like, oh, I never thought of it like that. I usually always get up and do something like giving back in some way today, but today I was like, I'm not doing that. I think I need
At
to start
all.
making that like a tradition or something. I think, but not even just me, people, we, like, because I know I didn't do anything special for today. I didn't even charge people extra at work. It's a holiday. You know what I'm saying?
Is
It is a holiday.
a
We got
holiday.
to do
Yeah.
better at
I remember
acknowledging that.
last year I was at like a park. I don't think it was a state park, but at a park, and I was like clearing trails in one of the parks from there, and that was my giving back. And it was cold as fuck. I was picking up, it was like a full exercise, like picking up large pieces of wood and pushing it off to the side to clean the trails. And then I think like the year before that, it was something else. So, too, was it a food bank? I don't know. But I usually try and do something.
Yeah.
But today, I was like, I was working all weekend. I shown homes Friday through Monday. I'm
Girl,
tired.
I feel you. Me too. I had a long day today.
I know you said you had a lot of clients back to back, right?
Hell yeah. But it's a good thing. No
I didn't do
complaints.
anything today.
No complaints.
That's what I was
All I did
reflecting
was
on
work
too.
out.
Oh, today. Lucky. No, but this morning I was in the shower and I was like, yo, when I took over this, got the promotion, I said to myself, that's it. I'm not doing real estate no more. I'm falling back. I'm not doing stuff. And then it's like all of a sudden, people with, I mean, I guess it was that too, like past clients, but then also people in my that I know that wanted to buy. And I was like, oh my God, I'm tired. I don't want to do this. I don't have time. And then I sat and was like reflecting on it and like, yeah, if I really went and did all the stuff and went through with these clients, I would have enough for my down payment for a house.
Hello.
Maybe that's trying to tell you
I
something.
know, but the part of it though, I feel like I kept making excuses, but the bottom line was that I was scared. Like scared to go and buy a home by myself because that was not in my plan at all.
Make a plan and make God laugh.
Yeah, man. I even think I'm reflecting on my friend who's here. She's staying with me, and so she's one of the people I'm helping buy a home. And it's like, yeah, my house is so noisy, and I think it's my way of like not feeling like I'm alone. Like the Alexa goes off, the freaking air freshener is like everything is going off in the house throughout the day, and it's reminders that it's not just me. Which is so sad, but it's
Wow. Oh my
I don't know. Y'all know
goodness.
I'm crazy. Yeah.
The
Yeah, but how was your weekend?
weekend. Such a
I guess
blur.
I saw you, though. I saw Tasha Sunday.
Yes. Mad random.
Yeah, and I was with you Saturday
Yeah.
and Friday. Wasn't I with you
I was with you
Friday?
Friday. I don't think I was. I'm like, you lying.
Like, don't be lying on
Or
me.
was it Thursday? That was
Thursday. We
Thursday.
went
I
to the
didn't see
nail
you
salon
Friday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I was with you Thursday. No, not Friday.
I was out with A. John taking him to go look at houses. And I was driving one and I saw it was like, your lane, the one that's Dumb Law, Browns Mill or Brownsville Ferry, one of the other. Then I was like, yo, we going by Tasha. And then when it told me to turn, I was like, oh shit. And what was so funny is that I was doing something looking up in my phone and then Tasha called me and I'm like, yo, you seen
Hell yeah, I'm like, so she didn't just go come to my house and not say
I was
nothing.
popping up on you.
I'm like, girl, I'm about to go get this little raggedy nail fixed.
No, it worked out though. He was able to get and go like get something to eat stuff too after he saw all the homes. I
Hell
showed
yeah.
him like eight homes in one day. I've never do eight homes with one person, and that's like for both our benefits because then I start forgetting. All the homes start feeling like a blur. So, but yeah, we saw some good ones. All right, though, ladies, but also y'all, the listeners, we kind of like just going off the cuff today. There's no plan.
Right. So bear with us, okay? But I went and looking for it, I scrolled across something. I forgot, it was at the shade room, one of them things. And I was like, oh, this speaks to my soul because this irks the shit out of me. So you ever ask somebody like a question, like, oh, do you want to do this? So how you feel about that? And they'd be like, oh, I don't mind. Or like, just something, or like, I'll ask what you call it. One of the guys, he's like this all the time, where I ask him something, and it's like, oh, I don't care. Or like, I would, I don't mind. And I'm like, that shit pisses me off because it sounds like you're nonchalant. You're being nonchalant. You're indifferent to this. I don't want you to be indifferent to spending time with me. I want you to fucking want to spend time with
Now,
me.
this is the thing. I want our listeners to be clear on what we're talking about. So listen, this is what it said. The post said, women prefer, I want you to come versus if you want to come, because
Yes.
the if you want often feels like that wasn't my plan initially, but since you insisted, why not? I think the thing about it is like,
It irks me. That's what about
the
it.
thing, I know when it comes to that particular thing, when it's like, you know, I want, like saying you could come if you want, it's like, I want to feel
Yeah,
wanted. I want
exactly.
you to want, sir. Like, I want you to want me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And if that's not the feeling, then that's not the sentiment. I know right now, if a dude says, if you want to come,
I'm not coming.
it's a wrap. I'm not. It's over.
I think I was at somebody's house though too. It was like a month or two ago, and I was there. And like I was starting to fall asleep, but it wasn't my plan. I don't know if it was his plan. And he said something. I was like, "What did you want me to say?" And he was like, "If you want to." So I was like, "All right, then bye." Like I'm not. I need you
Right.
to say yes. I want this. And he was
Exactly.
like, "Well, you know, I did. I was here. That I was falling asleep, so that meant that I wanted you to stay." But I'm like, "No, I
So
need you to use your
just
words."
exactly. Tell me, be expressive and tell me
I
those
think
things.
at this age that we're at, you have to
Use you. Yes.
communicate what you want. And this is no shade to anybody, but that's what I'm teaching my 7-year-old, to communicate what she wants. Like, you can't just assume
And
that I know.
expect people
Like,
to
I'm not
know.
a mind reader. Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, we're too grown for it. And if makes me feel like an option.
Yes.
And I don't want to be an option. I want to be a priority.
It's
So,
like
thank
too,
you.
it for me, what I'm also picking up on it is like some like your fucking ego or your pride or something. Yep.
Like you are too scared to show emotions or show that you care. And like I need you to show me that you care. I'm showing you and doing things so you know that I care. I need you to give me back that same exact energy. Because if you're not, if
Yeah.
it's so, if you want to, or I don't mind, then don't fucking do it.
You're right, 'cause I'm good on that. Like,
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's like, I feel like when people say, like, if or I don't mind, like, that's like somebody asking me, can I sit right here? Like a fucking
Right.
stranger just asked, you know, people come to you like, oh, do you mind if I
It's
sit
like I
right
really
here?
don't
I'm
want you
like,
to,
oh, no,
but I
I don't
guess.
mind. Right.
That's really
I
what,
guess because we're in a
yes,
public
like,
setting and you have to, like, I don't
I'd be
want
ready
that.
to
Like,
smack the shit
I.
out of somebody when they be like, oh, I don't mind. You don't what?
Tell me you
Yeah,
want
I
me to
just
stay with
don't.
you. Tell me you want me. Of course. Yes, please stay. Like, I
Like,
want to see you. I want to spend time with
but
you.
you
I
know, that's
want you to,
against the rules.
like,
Guys just.
no. I do say, I think that's my thing. It's like that shit is so annoying to me. So even one of them too, it's like I'll be asking, like, I don't know what it is about men. I don't know if it's their fear of rejection now where it's like I feel like I have to come out and say stuff. Like what pit this is something else that irks me up. I guess it's gonna be what irks me topic today with Aiden. Like I'm be talking to someone and they tell you they whole fucking plans. And I'm like, do you want me to ask whether or not I'm coming, if I should go with you? Like, what are you telling me for?
What do you mean?
So I was texting someone too. I'll give back the backstory with one of it though too. But one of the people I'll be texting, I feel like it's an I say like he's a great communicator because he tells me everything that's going on in his life. But when it comes to seeing each other, it didn't feel direct. Like he'd be like, what you doing back and forth, and then tell me all the different stuff that you're doing. So I'm like, do you want me to ask? Do you want me to come over? Like, why are you telling me this? I don't know. Like this weekend he was telling me, but going back and forth, it was his daughter's birthday. So he was sending me pictures. Like he texted me and was like, have you ever been to the Melting Pot before? And I'm like, yeah, but in New York, I love it, but it's because, you know, chocolate shortcake is my favorite dessert. And he was bringing his daughter there. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. That's where we going. So I'm like, okay, like, what the fuck was that for? Like, was that an FYI? This is what we're doing? Or are you asking me, have I ever been because you want me to come? Like, I'm just confused right now.
I wouldn't ask. I'm not asking you if I...
I didn't ask.
Yeah, don't. Like, if you wanted me to come, especially if your fucking daughter's going too, like, you know, let me know, like, hey, you ever been to the melting pot? You low-key asked him, I guess, because I'm a girl, so I get the code, but you low-key asked him because you said, yeah, I've been to the melting pot, only in New York. I love it because chocolate covered strawberries is my favorite dessert. That's when he's like, oh, for real? Well, me, I'm about to go right now. You want to come?
Yeah, like, but we're, you don't want, you, this though, you want to come and just, oh, okay, this is where I'm going with so-and-so. So what are you telling me for? Was this a recommendation you wanted to know before you went out? The food was good? Like, what the fuck was
right, the place? Right, right, right. I didn't even know they had a melting pot out here.
I think I saw it once, so like on an app or something, but I never like, oh, okay. I wanted to try it once, but it's not something I'd be like, I want to do every time. Maybe for dessert, but you literally cook your own food. So I'm not about to do that. Yes, it's fun, a fun little activity, but I want you to feed me.
Yeah, that sounds
like that's cute. It's perfect for kids.
I would do it for like dessert, like you said. Yeah. I think I would go there just for dessert because you could dip like, you know, all the stuff.
But when you're talking about kids and them having activity and them not being bored, this keeps them like doing stuff all throughout dinner and stuff because they have to make their own food. So it's perfect for kids. Yeah, but now that irked me. There was one time too, he was telling me, oh, I'm going here and then I'm gonna go there and I go there. And I was like, well, do you want me to meet you at so and so? And it's like, oh no, I had X, Y, and Z. So what are you telling me for? Why are you telling me?
Right.
Maybe they're just telling you the plans. I don't know. It's weird. But I know when
you want to tell me the plans, but then men also say, like, I don't want a woman that keeps tabs on me. So why are you keeping tabs on yourself and telling me about all the fuck that's going on throughout your day? What is that?
I don't know. I'm not in the dating scene, unfortunately. I'm just not. It's the other day. I don't know. The other day I was at the gas station, right? So this guy's like, oh, you have a nice car. I love your car, or whatever. And I'm like, thank you. Oh, I love your hair. Thank you. You know, it's like, I didn't mean to sound immediate annoyed, but it's just like. And then I had like one of my shirts that say "Minding My Black Owned Business." So I was like, oh, that's a dope hoodie. But like, what do you want, sir? Like,
so but that's like, my thing. Get to the point.
Right. So he's like, oh, well, you know.
Wow, you guys are horrible. They probably just trying to, like, no, start conversation.
I wasn't trying to be rude, so I was, you know, it's one or two ways that thing could have went, but I was like, oh, thank you, like, thank you, and my, you know what I'm saying, pumping my gas, like, if he don't, you know, smiling with the teeth and talking, like, if he don't leave me alone, you know what I'm saying? But, so he's like, oh, you know, do you talk to anybody? Can I get your number? What's your name? I was like, Sasha. Can I get your number? And I was like, sure, take my card. I pulled out of the gas station. Wow. Now, you've been to my house. Well, you know, when you pull out the gas station, you make a right. The light's right there. Mm-hmm. He texts me. Hey, this is Jason. You just gave me your number. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. So then I went, where did I go? I went to Walgreens, came back home. He texted me by the time I got to Walgreens again. And then when I got back home and rolled my blunt and laid down in the bed, you know, if you don't want me texting you, that's all you gotta. Sir! I'm just trying to get myself settled, you know what I'm saying? To talk, you're making me feel weird. So it's like, I'm not gonna hold you. I have not had somebody like really pursuing me in a long time, or like even ask for a number or anything. So it's just like, I'm not in the dating scene at all. I don't even know.
I'm gonna tell you that though. Like he texted you once. He texted you, all right, cool. But don't catch an attitude that I don't respond right away. Like just don't.
I just gave you my number. Like I just gave it to you. Yes. Like, chill out, bro.
So if you feel some kind of way, I mean, one, you should, you know, feel inclined to feel however it is that you feel. But if you feel some kind of way about him texting you like that and then, like, being pissed off at you because you're not responding to him right away, no.
I was like, no. This is what the niggas is like. Let me go back in my shell. I'm good over here. I'm good.
Do not let that one experience stop you from dating.
No, it really don't, because I, you know, I just, I am so serious, like, when I talk to people from home, you know, dudes that's friends or whatever, like, then they like, Tasha, I know you out there with them niggas and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah, I'm really not. It's very different. Like, I could go to the gas station in New York and, you know, be at D Block gas station and niggas is outside. I will guarantee you a nigga will try to talk to me. I will guarantee it to you. But I could go to QT here, niggas all outside, and these niggas just is like
staring.
If even, I don't know. It's just like, it's just different. So
when I talk to guys, though, I get that question, though, too. Like, oh, when you go out, guys try to talk to you all the time, right? And I was like, no, not in Atlanta. Like, there may be one or two, or, like, one or two that shouldn't even bother attempting to try to talk to me. But now I know when I would actually consider dating seriously.
That's what I be saying, like, half the time. Like, well, I used to say that when we would go out, especially that one time we went to that freaking day party. And I was like, bro, like, look at you and look at me.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? It was at Sweet Lounge on the rooftop. Yeah. And some guy, Tasha, stay telling us to be nice.
and that's what somebody said that to me too. Like, you know, when you go out, I know niggas be trying to holler. It's like, no, they don't. I am here to tell you that they do not. These niggas think that we supposed to be going to the club and going to these spots and seeing them and buying them drinks and saying, hey, what you drinking on some being forward, so-called, quote-unquote, shooting your shot. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm not going to the club. I can't. I just don't see that in myself. If I give you the eye, you give me the eye, we give each other the eye, and we could talk. If I see you even, you know what I'm saying, talking to another chick, getting another chick number, that's cool. I wouldn't even care. Because you don't even know me yet. You're just trying to weigh out your option, gather up your stuff, and then go home and see what you want, sift through. I totally understand. But I'm not going to a place. And, you know, or if I see somebody I'm attracted to, if he doesn't see me and feel the same way and say something first, it's a dub. Maybe that's why I'm by myself, too.
But. Yeah, so I'm thinking about something. So there's this guy, his name is Matthew Hussey. I think he's like, it's a white guy. I don't know if he's like Australian or whatever it is. He has an accent. He's a matchmaker. And he said something about that. Like, he has books and stuff catered to women and some to men. Where, like, about dating and stuff, and, like, his woman book, it's not about, like, stuff you should say and do to get the man, it's about instilling values within yourself and becoming this high-value woman, and he speaks about, like, when you were out in those interactions and you were, like, making eye contact with men and so on, that because men now, like, are afraid to be rejected, it's like you have to give them signs or be playful about it with exchanging information about them. Like, just give them the open so that they know to come and approach you, because people are so afraid of rejection right now. They just won't. You can meet a guy, make eye contact, time lasts, and that's it.
Some girls be ODing.
But like, I think about that. Like, girls straight OD, out rude. So, but some because girls they have OD'ing. Experienced that, yeah, they be like, I don't want to do that at all. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, because they, like, some chicks be ODing. Like, OD, like, all right, you doing too much. Like, it's a way to go about certain things, like when Tasha be like, oh, don't be nice, and I know some, like, when she says that, it's like, you know, genuinely just be respectful of people's feelings, because you don't know how they really feel, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's a way to do things. You don't gotta be like, oh no, like, it's Sodi.
Yeah, like, I'm a firm, like, believer. Like, I'm not gonna say no names, but I've been out with people before, and, like, you know, guys will come over and try to talk to this person, and, you know, you legit, like, will laugh in a nigga face, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know who,
like,
you're talking about.
That's why I start chuckling.
Like, that kind of stuff, I don't like, because
that's why they won't do that anymore.
It's a respect thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Be respectful. I don't care if the nigga came over there limping with one arm. Like, look, all you have to say is no thank you. No thank you. That is
it,
and
that
is all. You don't have to be like, ew, no, oh, fuck out of here, nigga. Like,
make them feel so small.
Like, and make them feel shitty. Like, that's fucked up, because it's one or two, you know, a man could just be like, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It could be like that, or the nigga could slap the shit out of you because he feels some type of way.
Let's hope he don't try no bullshit like that. But yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's like those type of things could turn into something else. Like, you know, back home how niggas is sometimes when you walking by and you don't stop. Like, oh, fuck, I'm an ugly bitch. You ugly, right. Like, blah, blah, blah. That whole thing. And if you don't, right. And if you that type of female, you say something back and it becomes a whole thing. You know what I'm saying? When you could have just been like, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm good. Not even having a lie. Like, oh, I got a boyfriend. No, I'm not. No, thank you. I'm good. You know, some people are, you know, over the top and they will, you know, will go off if they're going to go off anyway. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I think, you know, just being on some like, oh, no, thank you is better than being just outright disrespectful mm-hmm. and trying to play somebody. Like,
right. Just be courteous. At the end of the day, that's all. Just be courteous right. and act like you have manners because.
And act like you have feelings. What if you act like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as women, we've all liked someone before. Could you imagine expressing yourself like, hey, how you doing? You know, just wanted to know if I could get your number. And the nigga like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. Like, what? You would be hurt.
Excuse you.
Like, damn.
Mind your manners, sir.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So...
But that's what I mean. I get why men are scared to approach women because they have had encounters where women were disrespectful and it's like, you don't want to be humiliated. And then think about it when you get up and go out. We go out and it's a lot of us sometimes. So it's like, that takes a lot of fucking courage to muster up the strength to come over and talk to you and your group of friends, not knowing if you're going to do that same shit, try to play them while you're a friend.
But you, I think it's so funny how, you know, men get older and get less bold. You know what I'm saying? Young niggas, it's
like they
you know what I'm saying?
Down.
Young dudes is like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like, I will say, a lot of times that I have been anywhere, you know what I'm saying, and passing, whether it's the grocery store, going to get some food, dudes trying to talk to me, and it's not dudes, it's just like young little niggas, like, mm-hmm. boy, you are 20 years old, you better get out of here. You know what I'm saying? You are a little boy. But those young men have more, you know, more courage.
They are more resilient, you know, they can right. bounce back, and it's okay with continuing to be rejected.
Grown men be like, you know, damn. What's wrong? You can come up to somebody and just, you know, have a little conversation. I just know. And it's crazy because, you know, at the shop, we have these kind of conversations all the time. And, you know, seeing that, you know, with men in there, my clients, and, you know, it'll be like a whole bunch of dudes in the shop and we'll be, I'll ask, like, mm-hmm. you know, how do y'all feel about women shooting their shot? And it's like, yeah, that's what we want. We want women to shoot their shot. And I'm like,
yeah, I'd be like that. No, I can't. Like, I'm too traditional, but I get, like, that book his memo, whatever it was, gave me like shine a different light on that and shit I wasn't even thinking about.
I hear you, but I just don't think the person for me is somebody I'm gonna have to be like, hey, blah blah blah, like, you just already out the gate are not assertive enough for me and not fearless enough for me.
I gotta go back. I didn't remember all the stuff he was saying, because in some of it made sense, right? Like, and it's like a balance between that with letting someone know that you are actually interested too, whether it's a playful smirk, a smile, whatever it is, but they know that you're interested, but not saying you need to be the one to go and approach the man with anything,
right?
But absolutely. Just some that's sort of sign. Yeah,
that's what keep I'm saying. Like, if I'm looking at you, looking at me, blah blah blah, like that type of thing, that's the most you're gonna get out of me, sir.
No, but like, so this point in that, he was like, it's more than looking. Like, you could be looking at a man, right, and thinking or seeing him looking at you, but the man may think he's looking at you and seeing you in that direction, but may think you're looking at the man behind him or something else behind him. So, like, still needed to give another sign, like, making it be known that you are actually interested in whatever way it is.
What you want? Red flares? Me? Like, I don't know. What else you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
something playful, a wink, a smile, or something, but not having to go. I'm not saying you should throw all the stuff and forget traditions and be chasing after men, but just something else.
Yeah, my personality just will not allow it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just too much of a friendly person out the gate to be like, you know, going to a guy that I think is cute or attractive and I feel like I want to talk to him. And then, yeah, no, I'd rather you come to me. And then it's like,
in this day and age, too. I'm not saying he shouldn't come to you, though.
I don't want to go to a dude. It's like, it's different now.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're going to a dude.
I know what you're saying. But I'm saying, you know, I'm talking about what I when I had my conversations in, you know, in my job and stuff like that, and what men have said to me, like women coming to them and shooting their shot, like sliding in their DMs and saying,
yeah,
stuff
I'm still
to
not
them,
doing
like,
that.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I'm just not into that. I feel like, you know, especially in Georgia or Atlanta, should I say, the way that it is, like men just, you know, having a significant other and have being with somebody, you know, it's way more men in relationships than there are women in relationships. You get what I'm saying? It's way more men that are taken than there are women that are taken. It's a lot of single mm-hmm. women in Atlanta. A lot.
I think there's a lot of single men though too. I do. And I think
they're single men, yes. But I mean
the ratio of men to women is still different, right? But when I think about that, like I talk to guys sometimes because I, you know, I'm talking to a few guys and asking questions that too. I get questions about why I'm single, and my same thing back is why are you single? And although there was a lot of women in Atlanta and Atlanta, yeah, why the fuck you asking me why are you single? What's wrong with you? But there's a lot of women in Atlanta, and we talk about how women be coming onto men and this and that. They don't want that. So although they're the like. Quantity is a lot more women to them, it feels like the quality of women are not there.
Yeah I will say that I feel like I from what I hear and what I see, the quality in women is just like mm-hmm. ugh. Like you gotta value yourself a little bit more and hold out a little bit more.
That's for your weird because it's like the women that I'm around constantly between work, between my friends, you know what I'm saying, I don't know. These are good quality women. Women that are hardworking. Women that don't expect a man to do everything for them, but you know, would like a man who got his shit together and would like to provide. But not that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, I don't know. I'm around so many good quality women, but I guess maybe just because I'm not out there like that. Like, I don't know.
I mean, because the women that are not the women they're interacting with, the people that you wouldn't even be fucking with, to be honest.
Yeah,
like I meet some girl, I don't meet girls, I see girls and it's like, oh yeah, we wouldn't be friends. I see how you act,
yeah,
you move your mindset.
Absolutely. The way you carry yourself, process things. Yeah, like, you know, it's a way that for me, just my how I carry myself, it's just a way that I'm gonna behave, and that's just me. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm better than this person or downgrading them, but I just don't do certain things that I would never. Like, yeah, when we amongst us, like it's just us and stuff like that. Okay, I'm gonna be one way, but like going out, no, I gotta pipe down a little bit because now I'm in an outside setting where people are viewing me as this woman. So I gotta carry myself a certain way. I gotta act a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that I'm fake or phony or pretending to be something that I'm not. But you just got to carry yourself a certain way. Because there are good women out there who, like you said, you know, that work hard and have great mm-hmm. qualities. But are they carrying themselves a certain way that a male really would want as a wife or a girlfriend? Like, women want wife duties or wife titles, but they don't show those qualities. And not only hardworking and communicating is what, you know, is those are great qualities, yes. But you got to really sit back and view, like, okay, would my husband, you know, want me to do this? Like, because now I'm at the age where I'm not viewing things, like, as boyfriend. I'm looking at you as husband material.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at in my head. I don't want to look at you as my boyfriend while I would allow certain things that I've allowed in my 20s. Now, no. You got to show me these qualities of husband material because I'm not, No.
But I mean, even that and thinking about people, when we think about what you like and what you look for, it's the same thing for men, right? I think what dawned on me too, the hearing this guy speak, and it's like common sense stuff, but I wasn't thinking about that. Like, you know, we come up with a list and saying you want a man that has this and a man that does this and a man that shows up this way. But like, are you truly reflecting and thinking on yourself on whether or not you would check all these boxes off on the list that you have for your man? And then thinking about that, right? Like, people have different just character traits with stuff. So maybe there is a good woman, but there's traits that she possessed that he don't want. It's not fit for him.
Oh my goodness. And this brings me to something that was said last week, right?
Oh, sure. What is that?
Not last week. Well, yeah.
At the podcast, last week, one of them.
Not a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's literally like Danae posted this, and I was like, this is funny. I said it in the shop, right? I saw it, and I laughed, and I said it out loud, and everybody said the same thing, and this is my exact sentiments. Now,
what?
Niggas be having a good-ass girl by their side and still be searching. What the fuck you looking for? A man? The joke is funny. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck
But
it's like, nah. They not looking, maybe they're not looking for a good girl. They're looking for the right girl. You know what I'm saying? Because you could have a woman that's, you know, doing that hasn't been out there that much. Like, she ain't fuck with a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? She's smart. You know what I'm saying? She comes from a good family, but she don't like to work. She cleans. She'll clean up. She'll cook. You know what I'm saying? But she don't like to work.
She don't want to work.
She don't want to work no more.
There's two different encounters with men where that same thing came up. And I'm sure, granted, they're telling women the same other thing, women that are not me. But I'm two different men who said that. One girl who loved him, and he thought, you know, she had a lot of good traits, and she's a good girl, and it's someone would wife. She's like the perfect wife material for someone else, but she want to be kept. And in his mind, he wants a woman that's ambitious. So although she's good and has all these different traits, you're not the one, because he wants someone that's ambitious. Right. Then there was some other guy I was talking to who was kept. I mean, his mindset was crazy though too, but like, talked about allowing a man to lead and a woman submitting to her man. Like, he wants a woman that's ambitious and that's a boss, but submits to her man. And he found a woman that submits to him, but he's like, she submits to too many people. She too submissive to everybody. She just goes with the flow with everything. And that also doesn't work for her.
Yeah. So,
the same way we be, first of all, I really picky, don't, but yeah. I don't
like that word either.
I hated that word. This is why it didn't work. One of the reasons that it did not work out. Don't talk about, like, I don't even know why we have to have a conversation about it. Yeah, like, why do we have to talk about
something? I don't.
You don't have to tell me to. You don't have to tell me to.
Yeah, that was my thing. Don't tell me that.
Right.
You don't have to tell me to submit, because at the end of the day, if you are a good leader, I'm going to follow.
Right. That's what I was going to say, the exact same thing.
Girl, I said that to him like 100 times.
If you're a good leader, I'm going to naturally just follow you and listen to the things you say. Like, you know what? I want to be a business owner, and you have a business, a successful one. So you know what? Let me listen to him, because he might know what he's talking about. You know, and always it's about the delivery and the way you say things to me, and the way you tell me that you want me to do certain things, you know. Oh, but maybe you should do this, or maybe you should do that. I think you should listen. I think you should. And it's just naturally, it's like naturally depending upon you.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, we could have a whole, this could be a whole nother podcast debate on it, because me and Chris used to say stuff like that. Like, men set the tone for the relationship, and they don't even fucking know it. Really? If you allow me to do bullshit, I'm gonna do it. But if you are a nigga that's like, I don't play around, I don't do this, and you don't even have to say that. It's the way you carry yourself, and I see that, I ain't gonna try you.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, it's like me just saying one thing, like, you know, me getting crazy. I might have yelled at you with something, you know what I'm saying? I might have yelled at you for no reason, pretty much. Like, you know, and it's like,
And how you responded?
Like, your response wasn't like to yell back at me. It's just like, you know what? You want to yell? This is the attitude I'm going to give you. This is how I'm going to be with you, since you want to talk to me like that. And it's just like, damn, I'm sorry.
Yep. And you want to, and you won't
never again. Never. You're never going to have that problem again.
Because now it's like, okay, I'm feeding off of your energy, your vibes, your everything, because that's what you're supposed to do. You set, like you said, you set the tone.
You set the tone for the whole relationship. So when man talked about leading, if you were a natural born leader, if you were showing me that I could trust you to lead, we wouldn't have to fucking talk about it.
It's nothing to talk about.
You're just gonna automatically.
There's nothing to talk about.
That I'm just going to go behind you, because you know you are leading the way, and I trust that you're gonna lead me in the right direction by the way you carry yourself, by the way you talk, by the way you care about me, and you could tell how a person cares about you, because they'll say things to you that you know that you probably need to fix, but them realizing it, like, okay, let me help her because this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to have my woman out here looking crazy. No, yeah, exactly. Like, hello.
Man, listen, I thought, I kept hearing that too. I heard that in multiple relationships. You don't allow a man to lead. You don't allow a man to lead. And then I started dating someone. I was like, oh no, like I would trust you with everything.
and just say, I know that mm-hmm. God forbid something happens, we gonna be okay. Like, you gonna figure this stuff out. So then for me, it was like, oh no, I don't have an issue letting men lead. You did not deserve mm-hmm. to allow me to let you
yeah,
lead.
Yeah, man, it's so crazy just looking at my previous relationships. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I was a big thing with one of my exes. Like, you, mm-hmm. Asha, you do not listen. Like, you don't listen to nothing. You don't listen to nothing. And it's just like, my nigga, like, I'm in a place in my life where, you know, I'm trying to get my life together, get my, you know, get my finances mm-hmm. together, get my money together. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I see that's not your strong point. That's not anything yep. that you are mm-hmm. even, you know, remotely even close to being good at, you know? If yep. me and you really got together and lived in a place together, we'd be fucked.
Oh, hell no. Right.
Right. We be tough because we both two motherfuckers that don't got our finances together. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's hard for me to listen. Yeah. And it's not even hard. Mm-hmm. I cannot listen if I don't see mm-hmm. you, you know, even going the same way that I'm trying to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just.
Right. And I think listening to something, you have to be. I trust you. It's like a lesson, like you teaching me mm-hmm. something. Like, what are you teaching me? Because if you're teaching me nonsense,
right? If you, especially if I know that without a shadow of a doubt, you're telling me the wrong thing.
Yep.
You're telling
I'm just supposed
me
to blindly follow you.
Yes, you're telling me to go do something, and I don't know what it is about this, but you're just, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right in my spirit. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I don't know. Maybe I should not go do this. Maybe I should not give up my apartment and just. Not and you know just
yes
like I believe in God totally, but don't say give it to God, he'll figure it out where you're gonna live, because I'm sure
no, because God didn't want you in that
sleep at okay. the train station thing, so too. They thought the same thing.
Yeah, okay, let me chime in on that because you hit it right on the nose. Okay, because my pastor always used to say, yes, walk by faith, but faith without works is exactly. dead. So whoever is preaching that, oh, let God yes, he
say
is
the whole
telling
thing.
You give him your word.
Say the whole thing, bro.
But faith without works is dead. Okay, you can have faith all day, but no
you
works.
You can't sit down every day in the house and
do
pray,
nothing.
Pray, oh God, please give me a job. God, please give me a job. Mm-mm. God, please Mm-mm. give me a job. And you ain't filling out no fucking applications or going on no interviews or pounding the pavement. You're not doing any of that. God is like, hello, the opportunities are out there, but you gotta go get it.
Hello. And that's what they mean. That's what my pastor used to tell me, because she used to say that too. She used to say she used to go to different churches and she would see people be like, oh yeah, have faith. He gonna work it out. And she always used to tell her congregation, faith without works is dead. It's not gonna work. Like, hello. Right.
Hello. Hello. I just, you know, I gotta okay. say, for us going off the cuff, this wasn't too bad. No, it wasn't. It was like a really good conversation. That's what you get when you have three bosses.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, hello.
You know what I'm
saying? I was trying to do somebody's laugh. I can't remember whose laugh it was or what the laugh was, so I'm just not.
So
crazy, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ladies.
We shall talk next week.
Always a
guys.
Pleasure. Okay.
Good night.
Okay.